AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court restored Donald Trump to presidential primary ballots, rejecting state attempts to hold him accountable for the Capitol riot. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The justices have ruled states cannot invoke a constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates off the ballots without action first from Congress. Their decision ends bids in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to kick Trump off the ballot over his attempts to undo his 2020 election loss. This was the first time the high court dealt with a 14th Amendment provision aimed at keeping former office holders who engaged in insurrection from holding office again. Colorado's Supreme Court was the first to apply the provision to a presidential candidate and had ruled Trump was ineligible for office. Magani, Washington.
On his social media network, Donald Trump wrote, "Big win for America." St. Anselm's University political science professor Chris Galderi in New Hampshire says it's an odd decision.
It almost seems like the court doesn't quite get that different states run elections differently. You know, they talk about the need for unanimity, but we don't have a lot of unanimity when it comes to elections, simply because states are the ones responsible for running them.
According to a lawsuit settlement reached today, two attorneys for then-President Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely, saying he won Wisconsin in a strategy to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory there and in other swing states. There is no admission of wrongdoing or liability in the agreements. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to host a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who is visiting Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A new AP NORC poll finds a significant share of adults doubt the mental capabilities of 81-year-old President Biden and 77-year-old Donald Trump. This is AP News. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday, but it's not shaping up to be a suspenseful Tuesday.
We're not even wondering what states Haley might win because there don't appear to be any of those on the board.
Chris Galderi, who's a political science professor at St. Anselm College, who says former President Donald Trump certainly has the momentum in his race with Nikki Haley.
He has, other than D.C., won in every contest so far. And even though, you know, you can make a case that he's underperformed his polls and isn't doing as well as you'd expect for somebody running as a quasi-incumbent, the fact is that he is racking up delegates and Nikki Haley isn't.
Voters in 16 states head to the polls tomorrow. I'm Shelley Adler.
87-year-old King Harald V of Norway is improving, but will still need a permanent pacemaker after becoming ill during a trip to Malaysia. Europe's oldest reigning monarch was transferred to an Oslo University Hospital for medical tests. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.